Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Phillips. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bresud hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Bresud moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hundley strikes out. two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger bunts towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Holtzman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Jack Fisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fisher takes first base on ball four. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisher moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Swoboda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to third. Hundley moves to second. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Hundley moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressoud hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Elliott. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Hundley moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutherland covering, for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutherland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Murphy pinch hits for Darryl Sutherland. Billy Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 3 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Amalfitano pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hundley hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Grote interferes with Hundley, who is awarded first base. Amalfitano moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Amalfitano moves to third. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to second. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Holtzman hits a fly ball towards right. Elliott settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Elliott. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Amalfitano scores. Kessinger scores. Holtzman moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Holtzman moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holtzman scores. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Altman is 0-for-4 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Thomas now playing first base. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to Holtzman covering. Safe. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dallas Green now pitching. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.